You can't still ride a horse or still believe in your old ways. I'm just telling you that the white people has brought us better ways of living, better way of life. They feed us good with better food, better vitamin. They're giving us better strength in our body. But there is one, only one thing that they made a big mistake about is that they have brought us the wine, the whiskey, which you don't fit in our Navajo reservation because we don't use it the right way. We don't use it like the white people does. We still remember the old days, like paddling out and drink it all in one time, throw the bottle away. That's not the way to be used. The white people use it in little glass, or what they call a shot. And off they go to work. This is the way it's used in life. But we Navajo people, we get a whole pint and swallow it up one time. In about no time, we will be straddling around and finally we get into habit. That's the way a lot of people use it. So, my friends, whoever is listening, I'd like to tell you that to keep away from wine, that is a bad thing to have in habit. I learned it myself. Today, keeping away from wine, whiskey, beer. It don't hurt me. I live in a better way. I think straight. I walk straight. I can see mountains across as I know them, that they don't walk straight. They are all ready to tumble over. This is the way their life is. So that is one reason I've been talking to my family about it's no good for us. I have some good children. My children can listen to me and they can believe my talk. So this is the way my life is today, and we have found a lot of good things in our future day times now. A lot of good things are coming up as I look it up myself. That our younger generation are working together as a team in these Navajo tribe and in the ONAO project. And ONAO program, they were all working together. They pull in one string at a time. As we know that we are moving into a better world. Some of these days, our younger generation will know what they were doing as in the way of what I think that we have reached the top of our life. We have found a way of better living that we are doing today by our younger generation that went to school. They are teaching more better ways. I sure appreciate that. And I don't mind saying a big hello or thanks to them. It is worth it. And sometimes I just wish that I have more better education, but since I have been on the railroad, I have done good for my people. Today I feel that it looks to me I have good education, good experience of working. So I'm not feeling bad about it, because I want my pension, which I don't work, I still get the money when I loaf around. So this is the way life is. If you ever can. Today people has many different ideas. So I think it's worth doing it. I will tell you this much about my life on my rural life. And now I want to tell you a little story of the old time days during the Fort Summers time, which my grandfather and grandmother told me what they done. Grandma died when she was about 82 years old. Grandfather lived it a little longer than that. He lived it pretty near 100 years. He died about 97 years of age. So they had their time during their life. And they said that during the time when that they were living among other tribes, at the first time that he noticed that there was some people being scared of something. In that days, my grandma said that she was about 14 or 16 years of age. They were not married yet. My grandmother said that they were living across Husky Butte. And so, in these days, we were all young and never thought of anything that would happen. So finally one day, all of a sudden, my grandma's folks says they got to hide out someplace or run. They had MH coming. So we left there from home. The time when we was living at Husky Butte. We went about 3 or 4 miles in a canyon in the woods where we were not being seen. And people were sneaking up and looking around, see which way the image went. And then we was looking back to the place where we used to live, and we saw smoke, and they set fire onto our homes. That night, we stayed way on top of the mountain all night long. Yeah.